Sairam, dear sisters and brothers, it's another beautiful afternoon here in Prashanthi Nilayam, and this afternoon on Love to Love, we'll be talking about something everyone is aware of and usually wants. Well, any guesses what it is? Well, if you have read the schedule page of our website, then you know what I'm talking about. It is riches. So what does it mean to be rich? Is it always just related to money? And if this has caught your attention, then don't go away. Stay tuned for our discussion today with me, Chandu Vijay, right here on the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony Thursday Live.
तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं,
किस विध तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं,
किस विध तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं,
किस विध तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं,
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो यारा, श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो
राधे
श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो यारा
राधे श्याम हो सीताराम हो रहीमन हो यारा
राधे श्याम हो सीताराम हो रहीमन हो विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
हिंदू हो या मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो यारा
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो यारा
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो या राम
Welcome back, dear listeners. So let's start off by trying to first understand what this word means. That is the word rich. So the first thing we associate with the word rich is, of course, money. And while this is true to an extent, the word rich is also used to describe a state of being. Now, if you look up rich in a dictionary among its many descriptions, it includes having or supplying a large amount of something that is wanted or needed. So apart from money, what else can we be rich with? You know, I can already think of many things now. If someone were to ask me, what are true riches? I would say, well, a richness of love, health, friends, wisdom. You know, the list can go on. I would want an abundance of all this compared to just money. Now, don't get me wrong here. It is not wrong to have a lot of money or wealth. It is important, however, to know how to use that wealth wisely without wasting or lavishly spending it on things that are not really necessary for us. You know, the topic for today is being rich and being poor. So here are some questions that to ponder upon. So the first question, are the rich truly rich and the poor truly poor? Second, can we be poor and still be rich? Third, or is it possible to be rich but still remain poor? You know, here is a little story to get the ball rolling, as they say. So one day, little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But some disciples were not very happy about that. So Jesus told them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And then Jesus placed his hands on them and blessed them. So we may ask, what is this quality that gives the child automatic ticket to the gate of kingdom of God? You know, take some time and watch a little child lost in the fun of life. What do you see? You see total selflessness with no sense of I, mine. The little child is wrapped in the bliss of being. Totally unattached to life, the child lives in the fullness of life. So after that, a certain young man came to Jesus and asked, "So teacher, tell me, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" So Jesus said to the young man, "If you want eternal life, just obey the 10 commandments." And he says, "Which commandments are you talking about?" And Jesus said, "Well, do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your parents, love your neighbor as yourself, etc., etc." Then the man said, "You know, I have adhered to all this that you just said since I was a child. What do I still lack?" So Jesus was deeply pleased with this young man. He saw in him one thing that was lacking. That is, in spite of all his great wealth and despite his strict adherence to the path of righteousness, he still had no peace. That undisturbed stillness of bliss which the world and its object just cannot give. So Jesus told him, "So if you want to be perfect in all sense, do one thing. Go sell all your possessions and give it to the poor, and then you will have the treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me." So this man was shocked, you know. So his mind reeled around his bank accounts, his numerous estates, his companies, his wife, his children, his honor, his social status, all the comforts and pleasure. And he wondered, what is Jesus asking me to do that I should give up all this and come and follow him? So this man, his face was down and his heart was beating fast because he had no idea what he should do. Well, it was such a moment, not different from the critical choices which made Lord Buddha or Saint Francis of Assisi forsake their kingly estates in their search for perfection. So meanwhile, Jesus was waiting, very patiently looking at him, waiting for his yes. But unfortunately, the man did not speak a word, turned his head and walked away. Look, what a lifetime opportunity that was missed here. How many people today are able to accept the same commands from the avatar of the age? Swami says, "Go, sell all you have, give them to the poor, come and follow me." Well, you may ask, but why did Jesus ask the man to forsake all his belongings? Well, dear listeners, think about it. And as you think about it, let's have some beautiful music. And then when we are back, we will discuss the conclusion of this beautiful story.
Narayana Hare Rama.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, before continuing with the story of Jesus and the rich and pious man, possibly I should now mention that all the bhajans that you're listening to in this show is from the bhajan series Bhavanjali, produced by the Sri Sathya Sai Media Division of the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust right here in Prashanti Nilayam. So now, getting back to the story, after the man left, dejected, feeling bad, that Jesus had asked him to forsake all his wealth and everything. After he left, Jesus told the disciples, "You know, I tell you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." Jesus continued saying, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." So this was a total shocker for his disciples. So they asked, then who can be saved? You know, because generally people often looked upon wealth as a blessing from God, as a reward for being good, maybe as a sign of God's special favor. So they thought, if the rich from the disciples' point of view seem to be first in the line for salvation, if they cannot be saved, then who in the world can be saved? So Jesus looked at them intently and said, "Well, from the human point of view, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible." You know, when we see with the human binoculars, we see I and mine, you and him, we see male, female, we see rich, poor. When we look around, the world seems to be full of opposites. So this sense of duality is what creates the tangles of attachment. And like this rich young man, even we have lots of attachments. You know, this rich young man probably did not even know that he was deeply attached to his wealth. And it is also true with many of our attachments. You cannot tell what you're attached to until that is disturbed. You know, Swami often shakes our attachments in order that we may not only become aware of them, but also learn to let go of them. But we really do not need to wait for that shaking to come. We must adopt an attitude of mind whereby we are always ready to let go. So what is this attitude that we are talking about? It is the sense of I and mine. It is this sense that we have to let go. You know, many people feel that detachment means letting go of material possessions. But this is not in true sense detachment. Because in any case, it is not really possible to let go of the objects of the world, because these objects have no independent existence apart from us. You know, where can we run away from them? If you go to a city or the forest, they are there. You come to Prashanti Nilayam and they are here too. So can we go anywhere to escape them? No, it's not really possible. So what has to be let go are not the objects, but this sense of possession that we have. This attitude that things belong to us. This feeling that make things happen for us. So dear listeners, when the clothing of I and mine is stripped away, then we will see perfection, because then we are seeing from the divine point of view. And from that point of view, all is one. There is no other. No owner, no owned. There is no you and me. All are one. Be alike to everyone. And that is true salvation.
मनवा बोलो जय सियाराम
राधे श्याम हर पल हर क्षण राधे श्याम
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we just listened to the story of Jesus and the rich man. So this is how sometimes even the richest of people can feel so poor as they do not have the richness of peace and contentment. You know, a friend of mine once traveled through South India on a tour, and being a photographer by profession, she captured many moments through her camera during her trip. And upon returning home, she noticed that In almost all the images she had captured, every photo showed a starking reality of how poverty is widespread in India. So there were images of children who lived in slum area just by a beach. There was an image of a man using his own slippers as a pillow while as he was sleeping on the roadside. And then there were images of a couple washing dishes of a restaurant by the roadside. So at first she felt very sad looking at these images, because troubled and disturbed by the poverty that she could see in these images. But then as she looked closer, she found something else that was common across all these images. That is, despite the lack of richness in terms of wealth, these pictures showed an abundance of richness in terms of contentment, happiness, joy and love. You know, the children from the slum area by the beach, they were happily running about playing with the ball on the beach as their mothers stood in front of their house and were watching them. Now the couple who were washing dishes by the roadside, they were washing dishes with smiles on their faces, obviously lost in a conversation that was very special to them. And a man who was fast asleep by the road was oblivious to his noisy surroundings, completely at peace. So dear listeners, this teaches us one thing, that money is really not the only thing that we need to be rich. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, but material wealth just does not define our happiness and joy.
वृंदावन में राधे श्याम
वृंदावन में राधे श्याम
वृंदावन में राधे श्याम
वृंदावन में राधे श्याम
अवधपुरी में जय सिया राम
अवधपुरी में जय सिया राम अवधपुरी में जय सिया
राम विंध्य हिमाचल में शिव शंकर
विंध्य हिमाचल
विंध्य हिमाचल में है शिव शंकर
विंध्य हिमाचल में शिव शंकर
परतीपुरी में साई राम
परतीपुरी में साई राम
राम कृष्ण शिव गोविंद नर
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 नारायणा साईं नारायणा नारायण साईं नारायण
नारायण साईं नारायण
वृंदावन में राधे श्याम
वृंदावन में राधे श्याम
अवधपुरी में जय सिया राम विंध्य हिमाचल में शिव शंकर परतीपुरी में साई राम राम कृष्ण शिव गोविंद नर हरि
राम कृष्ण शिव
नारायणा साईं नारायणा
नारायणा साईं नारायणा
नारायणा साईं नारायणा वृंदावन में राधे श्याम अवधपुरी में जय सिया राम। श्यामला रूपा गोपाला
नील मेघ श्यामला रूपा गोपाला
नील मेघ श्यामला रूपा गोपाला
नील मेघ श्यामला रूपा गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूपा साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूपा साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
ईश्वरांब नंदना साई गोपाला
ईश्वरांब नंदना साई गोपाला
ईश्वरांब नंदना साई गोपाला
ईश्वरांब नंदना साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नील मेघ श्यामला रूपा गोपाला
नील मेघ श्यामला रूपा गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
ईश्वरांब नंदना साई गोपाला
ईश्वरांब नंदना साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला
नील मेघ श्यामला रूपा गोपाला नित्यानंद स्वरूप साई गोपाला।
Welcome back, dear listeners. So till now, we discussed what richness is not. And so that now brings us to the next area of discussion. That is, what does it mean to be truly rich? So possibly this story will help us understand this further. So once a sannyasi came to rest under a tree near a village. And then he sat there contemplating on the glory of God in the nature around him and, you know, try to find God's peace within himself. So suddenly a man from the village ran up to him and began to plead with him in a very frantic manner. This man said, "Give me the stone, give me the stone." You know, the man was so excited and his voice trembled as he spoke. Now the sannyasi, without losing his cool, was quite amused and asked him, "What stone are you talking about?" So this man said, Swamiji, I have been worshipping Lord Shiva all my life. And I look to him for all my joy in my life, and I regularly offer some of my earnings to feed the poor in his name. And last night, Lord Shiva came in my dream, saying that he wanted to reward me for all the prayer and the service that I was rendering. And then he said that a sannyasi would come near the village who possessed a stone that would make me rich beyond measure for all of my life. Then he said, "Sir, I am a man of moderate income with a large family. So please, I am begging you for this stone which is going to solve all my material problems." So then suddenly sannyasi put his hand into his bag and pulled out a large diamond, you know, with a big smile on his face. Then he said, "Oh, probably then you mean this stone. Well, it seems Lord Shiva wishes to give you riches beyond all the worldly dreams, because I found this in the forest yesterday and I felt that maybe God have a secret purpose, you know, because why would a humble sannyasi like me discover such a glittering stone in the forest? So I just took it and kept it in my bag, and I've been waiting for someone who would need this and I could give it to them. So here you are, and I'm so happy that you have come. Now I can hand it over to you. So take this and make your life prosperous and give joy to all the people by helping them." So saying, the sannyasi handed over that precious stone to him. And this man was moved beyond all measure and was, you know, and then as he was going back, his mind was racing with this, all the kind of thoughts. He was wondering, what do I do with this diamond? How can I sell it? Would anyone try to rob me if somebody finds out I have such a huge diamond? Now, how can I please Lord Shiva with all my money? And how could that monk just give it away so easily if it was such a precious stone? And all these thoughts were bothering him for the rest of the day. So he hid the diamond in his belt without telling his wife or anybody else. And then he spent the night without getting even a wink of sleep. The image of this calm and serene sannyasi kept on coming to his mind over and over again as he lay there in his bed. And then he thought, okay, I should revisit the sannyasi again tomorrow. So early in the morning, feeling quite exhilarated, but also confused, he went to the sannyasi, and after touching sannyasi's feet, he said, "Oh, revered master, I have not slept even for a minute last night because I was constantly worrying about the wealth that the Lord has bestowed upon me. And after being given this huge diamond, I am very anxious now." So then he said, "Sir, what I really want is to have is the love and detachment that makes it possible for you to give this stone away so easily. If you could give away such a precious stone so easily, then obviously you have some other treasure that is much, much beyond this stone. I want that treasure because then I'll be truly rich." So sannyasi smiled, because the sannyasi was of course feeling that supreme joy at the man that at least he has passed the test that the Lord has given him. So sannyasi said, "My son, you have earned the grace of Lord Shiva. So henceforth, God himself is foster you and bestow his grace upon you. You will always feel his divine presence and will rejoice in his love and in his protection." And with that, the sannyasi disappeared, and in his place was the radiant form of Lord Shiva, raising his hand in blessing. So this man was stunned, because in the last few hours, he had been through this tremendous divine test, and now he's been blessed with the darshan of Lord Shiva himself. And he was so happy, and then so he took Lord Shiva's blessings, and then he went home, and then he arranged to sell this diamond and organized all the money in a trust for charitable projects, etc., etc. And then the man would spend all the day in devotion to Lord Shiva and take great joy in serving him in the poor who came to receive the various services from the trust. So now he knew that it was all God's mysterious plan he was the Lord's humble instrument. So dear listeners, obviously, the takeaway message from this story is very clear. The sannyasi who could give away such a precious materialistic wealth, a huge diamond, was of course much, much, much more richer than this man.
Chitram vadataror mule vrittah shishya guru yuva guru
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, some of us may wonder, you know, it is nice to read such stories written in books, but is it really practical to give away wealth and possessions? Like, do people really do it in this age? Well, if you're wondering about that, it is true, many rich people actually give a lot of their money for charity, even in this age. You know, in December 2nd, 2013, the Forbes issue of the Forbes magazine, so they compiled a list of 50 philanthropists who gave away the most of their money for charity. And among them are Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, each giving away about $2 billion in 2012 alone for charitable causes. And other philanthropists on the list included Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, Michael Bloomberg, William Barron Hilton of the Hilton Group, and many others. So when Warren Buffett accepted a lifetime award for philanthropy at the Forbes 400 Summit on Philanthropy last June, he said in his speech, "I am very grateful for this award. I accept this award, but I would like to accept it not only for myself, but for those millions of people who really give away money that is important to them, because they see somebody else who could use the money in a better way." So dear listeners, there are many others just like Mr. Buffett who, despite his vast riches, chooses to spend very little on himself and much more on others. And another such a person is Mr. Scott Neeson, a Hollywood executive who gave up everything he owned and knew about just to do something for children in Cambodia. And we will talk about Mr. Neeson and his work a bit more after this short musical break.
Shankara Abhayankara,
Shankara Abhayankara,
Shankara Abhayankara,
Shankara
Kripa Nidhi मनोहरा कृपानिधि मनोहरा शंकरा अभयंकरा दयानिधि मनोहरा शंकरा अभयंकरा सामगान प्रियकरा
Welcome back, dear listeners. So now coming to the story of the Hollywood executive, Scott Neeson. For him, doing the right thing meant turning back on a successful career in the movie business with the salary of $1 million. And instead, he dedicated himself to save hundreds of the poorest children in one of the most poorest countries. So he was the president of 20th Century Fox International that had overseen the global success of movies like Titanic, Braveheart, Die Another Day. And so one day he quit Hollywood. He sold his mansion in Los Angeles and he held a garage sale for everything he owned, including his Porsche and his yacht. So his sole focus now is the Cambodian Children's Fund, which he had set up after coming face to face with children living at the garage dump in Cambodia while he was on a vacation there. So now Mr. Neeson has looked after more than 1,300 children that were rescued and educated through this Cambodian Children's Fund. And by having 1,300 children, I'm sure he's now a much richer man than he was when he had a $1 million salary. So just like Mr. Neeson, there are many others who have realized what material wealth can be better used for. Their detachment from material wealth have allowed them to expand their love for humanity, some in ways which are truly uplifting and inspiring. So even many devotees of our own Swami have done so much, has done very similar feats like Mr. Isaac Tigret, Mr. Victor Kanu, and many other blessed souls. So what is important to note here is that when all these people, when they decided to do something, it was done without hesitation or worry. As Swami says, if you do my work, I will look after all your needs.
Oh, जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम।
श्री राम जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम।
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम, जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
मन मंदिर का द्वार है।
जपत रहो मन में साई राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
Welcome back, dear listeners, to Love to Love with me, Chandu Vijay, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. And today we are talking about rich and poor. So who is rich and who is poor? Well, let's see what this story tells us. One day, the father of a very wealthy family took his son on a trip to the countryside with the express purpose of showing the son how poor people live. So they spent a couple of days and nights on the farm of what would be considered as a very poor family. And on their return from their trip, the father asked the son, "So how was the trip?" And the son said, "It was great, Dad." So the father asked, "So did you see how the poor people lived?" He said, "Oh yeah, I saw." So the father was curious and he said, "So tell me, what have you learned from this trip?" And the son answered, "I saw that we have one dog and they had four. We have a pool that reaches to the middle of our garden and they have a stream that has no end. We have imported lanterns in our garden and they have the stars at night. Our patio reaches to the front yard and they have the whole horizon. We have a small piece of land to live on and they have fields that go beyond. We have servants who serve us, but they serve others. We buy our food, but they grow theirs. We have walls around our property to protect us. They have friends to protect them." And after hearing this, the boy's father was speechless. And then the son added, "Thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we really are." So dear listeners, isn't perspective such a wonderful thing? It makes you wonder what would happen if we all gave thanks for everything we have instead of worrying about what we don't have. So always remember to appreciate everything you have and see everything in the right perspective, the perspective of gratitude. And with that beautiful story, it is time to end the segment. So let's realize that true richness does not lie in material wealth. Like the sannyasi who could give away the precious gem to the man who wanted it without a second thought. Let's be like that sannyasi who seeked that ultimate wealth by having which everything else becomes mundane. So with that, dear listeners, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Stay tuned at 3:30 p.m. We will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Chari.
मनमोहना मधुसूदना कृष्णा
मुरलीधरा
मनमोहना मधुसूदना कृष्णा नटनागरा जय माधवा हे केशवा Krishna 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 Natanagara Jaya Madhava He Keshava Krishna Krishna Krishna
Natanagara Jaya Madhava He Keshava
Muralidhara Manmohana Madhusudhana Krishna
Muralidhara Manmohana
Madhusudhana
Krishna
Bansidhara Dukhvanjana Yadunandana Krishna Bansidhara Dukhvanjana Yadunandana Krishna
Bansidhara Dukhvanjana Yadunandana Krishna
Radhe Govinda Sai Mukunda Gopi Jana Priya Krishna
Radhe Govinda
Radhe Govinda Sai Mukunda Gopi Jana Priya Krishna
Radhe Govinda Sai
Muralidhara Manmohana Madhusudhana Krishna
Muralidhara Manmohana Madhusudhana Krishna
Natanagara Jaya Madhava He Keshava Krishna Krishna Krishna
Natanagara Jaya Madhava He Keshava
Muralidhara Manmohana Madhusudhana Krishna
Muralidhara Manmohana Madhusudhana Krishna
Bansidhara Dukhvanjana Yadunandana Krishna
Bansidhara
Radhe Govinda Sai Mukunda Gopi Jana Priya Krishna
Radhe Govinda Sai Mukunda Gopi Jana Priya Krishna
Radhe Govinda Sai Mukunda Gopi Jana Priya Krishna
Radhe Govinda Sai Mukunda Gopi Jana
Muralidhara Manmohana Madhusudhana Krishna